You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Rush Limbaugh, whose bigoted and derogatory radio show became one of the highest-rated talk shows on the U.S. airwaves, died on Wednesday at the age of 70. Limbaugh regularly targeted Americans of color, including the nation's first black presidential couple, with racist diatribes. And he also attacked members of the LGBTQ community and was well known for making deeply sexist commentary toward women. Most recently, he downplayed the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic and pushed false claims that Democrats stole the 2020 election from Donald Trump. Limbaugh's politics laid the groundwork for decades of growing radicalism in the Republican Party and the emergence of President Donald Trump, and forever changed the influence of talk radio in politics. Matt Gertz is a senior fellow at Media Matters, and he joins me now to talk about Limbaugh's legacy. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Good to be here.
What did Rush Limbaugh tap into in the late 1980s, early 90s, as his show was beginning to take off?
He tapped into a rich vein of white grievance and rage. You know, this was a period of time in which the unraveling of the fairness doctrine had made it possible for someone like Rush Limbaugh to be broadcast nationally. He took advantage of that wholeheartedly, and he was phenomenally effective in building and cultivating and retaining a huge audience for decades. And he did it by feeding that audience a sort of toxic slurry of bigotry, of conspiracy theories, of unhinged vitriol. And they loved it, and it helped make the Republican Party what it is today.
And I'm wondering, as he did this, this obviously laid the groundwork, as you said, for the Republican Party today, particularly for President Trump's win, I would gather. I mean, this is something that I think was, for some Americans, was a piece of the radio world that they never heard. And for other Americans, they were totally tuned in to this, so much so that his show became the highest rated show. And so how do we connect what happened then to sort of this very outward racially and racist radicalized movement that it's become?
You know, I think there's a very direct and straight line from Rush Limbaugh to Donald Trump. And the sort of uniting factor is the Republican Party. Republicans of all stripes, really, appreciated what Rush Limbaugh did for the party. He brought in he brought his audience into their tent. They catered to him. They sought his advice. They praised him. George H.W. Bush, who invited Limbaugh into the White House and campaigned with him through Trump himself. You know, the party found ways to make excuses for his bigotry. They said, you know, he was just joking. They said that he had been taken out of context. Limbaugh became too big to fail within the Republican Party.
And was that because he was bringing in money?
It's because he was bringing in supporters. The 1994 Republican House majority, they named him an honorary member of that class of 1994, which you'll recall was the first time Republicans had held the House in decades. He gave them air cover. That he convinced his audience that the media could not be trusted and only he could be trusted. And because of that, they believed him instead of the press at large. And he brought them into the Republican Party ranks.
And we've gone really from, you know, the 1980s culture wars, if you will, to what I'm calling this moment of information wars. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh was somebody who did say lots of things that were lies and conspiracy theories. And yet that seems to be where we are today with even more misinformation. Was he one of the people who you think laid the groundwork for the conspiracy theories and the openness to those conspiracy theories that we see today in the political circle?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go back to the 1990s, he was suggesting that Vince Foster, the Clinton White House aide who committed suicide in the early 90s, had actually been murdered by the Clintons. You know, that is, that sort of conspiracy theory is a through line of his career, going up to the last few years where he was describing various right-wing terror attacks as false flags, and claiming that the coronavirus was a hoax perpetrated by the media against Donald Trump. That sort of conspiratorial thinking is very much a part of Rush Limbaugh's show. And it, of course, paved the way for the Republican Party at large to adopt that sort of thinking.
Matt, we often talk a lot about, folks often talk a lot about Fox News being the sort of juggernaut that got Trump in office and others, but we cannot ignore the influence and power that not just Rush Limbaugh had, but also talk radio had on what I'm suggesting is really radicalizing folks to think and believe a lot of these conspiracy theories. Where does conservative media or radical conservative media stand today, now that Rush Limbaugh is no longer with us?
Well, it's really becoming an increasingly fractured and competitive place. You know, for the last 30 years or so, it's been dominated, as you say, by Rush Limbaugh, by Fox News, headed by Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch. They really laid the groundwork for the modern right-wing media, but as they pass from the scene, you're seeing Fox News come under attack from new rivals for not being right-wing enough, not being pro-Trump enough, and that is forcing them to move further to the right to compete for viewers. You see the increasingly fractured social media landscape, the landscape of more extreme conservative streamers on YouTube and other channels who have broken off and are creating audiences and brands unique to themselves rather to a larger network, the same way Limbaugh did 30 years before.
We're going to see where and how this all plays out. Matt Gertz is a senior fellow at Media Matters. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.